Among all the other upheaval in Washington, D.C. lately, significant and unprecedented cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency echo the worst fears of those who perceive the new administration as being profoundly indifferent to the environment. Working on the front lines of protecting nature in the name of religiously inspired morality is the organization Green Faith. And I'm happy to welcome its executive director, the Reverend Fletcher Harper. Fletcher, thank you so much for being with us again.
It's good to be with you.
I've been hearing a lot of dismay and fear among environmentalists. Are you hearing the same thing, or are you living daily with that?
We are absolutely hearing and experiencing the same thing. And I think for people of faith, I think that it's time for a real return to the fundamentals on this. We have a shared and profound belief and understanding that the earth is a gift, that it belongs to God, that it is our responsibility to take care of it, that things are out of balance, and that it's our job to put it right. And what we're seeing in terms of the ideas and the proposals that are coming out of Washington these days is sadly a real disregard for the pathway that we know is the right one moving forward. So it's a profound and foundational concern.
What are your biggest concerns right now?
I'll put them into sort of two categories, one being concern about what we believe to be the misguided thinking that appears to be guiding where things are going in Washington, and then the specific policy proposals or policy ideas that emerge out of that. So I think on the thinking side of the equation, we were really shocked and saddened last week to hear when the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency made a public statement casting doubt on whether carbon dioxide is responsible for the levels of climate change that we're seeing now. That's a question that's been settled. We see not only abundantly clear evidence of that, but sadly that the tragic impacts of those temperature rises caused by those emissions around the world. We see our brothers and sisters in drought-stricken regions suffering worse, in coastal areas suffering from increased storm activity. Our faith-based relief agencies are struggling to meet the demand. And so that level of thinking is one profound concern that we have, because our thoughts in many ways drive what we actually do. And secondly, we're concerned about the policy proposals. This country had embarked on a pathway over the last 5 to 6 years of more intentionally than ever before making a commitment to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, the pollution that results from the burning of fossil fuels. And the Clean Power Plan was one specific regulatory approach to this. We believed that it was a fair one. It provided a great deal of flexibility in its application at the local level so that different states could approach it in the way that best suited their circumstances. And we're seeing a very clear signals that the days on that regulatory approach are numbered, misguidedly in the name of economic growth, which we know in the long term is on the side of clean energy and renewable energy.
Yeah. Would you talk about the way this administration is approaching the EPA?
I firstly want to be clear that from our perspective, neither of the major political parties has done nearly enough to prioritize these issues, which ultimately are about preserving and protecting an environmental stability that affords all of us the opportunity to have a decent and prosperous and healthy life. Our particular concerns about this administration are that it seems to have a mistrust of very fundamental scientific principles that are universally agreed upon. Secondly, that there is a a knee-jerk hostility to the idea that protecting the environment, that clean air and clean water is something that's not good. We just don't understand where that animosity is coming from, especially because it's so overwhelmingly supported by voters in this country. Mm-hmm. What concerns us most is what appears to be a very ideologically driven position that does not take into account what our scientific brothers and sisters have been able to learn, nor what our faith really tells us we need to be doing, which is to be meeting the needs that the human family has for jobs and for economic well-being in a way that protects God's creation. Essentially, we're killing the goose that lays the golden egg.
The president, as you know, received tremendous support from evangelical Christian voters. A lot of those same people are among the constituencies represented by Green Faith. How do you cope with that? How do we counter that?
I think that it's really important in these times when it's very easy for people's emotions to get heated up quickly around a whole host of issues. It's important to, for people and for people of faith in particular to take a deep breath and not to get caught up in the passions of the moment, but to ask themselves deeply, what is the right thing? What is the godly thing for us to be doing at this time? And it's extraordinarily clear. All of the major Catholic, Protestant, evangelical, Jewish, Islamic, other religious leaders have come out squarely and strongly that protecting God's creation is the right thing to do. And they are informed by their faith, by their love for humanity, by their respect for God's good work as shown forth in creation. And they understand also that if we put policies in place wisely and deliberately, that this transition to a cleaner future is something that can create jobs and can make the world a much better place for our children. It's vital that we treat this as moral adults, not turn the environment into a whipping boy for hyper-partisan concerns, but remember what really is the right thing to do.
Green Faith is so productive and effective in the work that you do, but you need help. Are there efforts underway to amplify these other voices in the defense of creation?
On April 29th, a couple of weeks after Easter, a couple of weeks after the Passover season, we will be encouraging, and we are encouraging people of all faiths to join in the People's Climate Movement March for Climate, Jobs, and Justice in Washington, D.C. People can learn more about that at www.peoplesclimate.org. It's a vitally important opportunity for us to show peacefully, but with real clarity, that we care about these issues and that we want our leaders to do the right thing. And I think it's also important, you know, in these days when to some people it feels like they can sort of find a march or a demonstration sort of around almost any corner and maybe they're turned off by that. We are also working to develop affiliates in local communities around the country. We've seen for decades and longer that when people who care about social issues in faith communities, whether that's hunger or poverty, when the interested people in a couple of congregations get together, they can do remarkable things. And that's the approach that we're going to be taking to address the environmental challenges that face us, to build strength and support within faith communities around this country to do what's right by God's creation. And so people can contact me. Our web address is greenfaith.org. We'd love to talk to folks about that.
We now know that if the president gets his way in his budget, the EPA is going to be cut by 31%. Talk, if you will, about the potential consequences of these kinds of massive changes.
The cuts that the president's budget proposed for the Environmental Protection Agency are irresponsible and, I'm going to use a strong word, reckless, because of their extent and their scope. So let me give you an example of a couple of programs. One is a program called Energy Star, which promulgates and raises awareness around standards for energy efficiency of appliances in different classes of appliances. It's a program that has widespread support from industry, from the manufacturers of various classes of equipment. Energy Star has also helped with commercial real estate and with many, many congregations around the country, helping them learn how to conserve energy in their own setting. It's not a program that involves any requirements. It provides a lot of important and valuable impartial information to people, to businesses, to congregations around the country. That program is totally zeroed out of the budget in the president's proposal. Another area that's of great concern to us is the area of environmental justice, because we know that while everybody suffers from pollution, there are some communities, and those are communities of color and low-income communities, that suffer far more than their share of pollution. There is within the EPA an Office of Environmental Justice, which is responsible for trying to raise awareness about these concerns and to empower communities to and to work on, you know, working with industry to address these concerns. That office within EPA is also proposed for total elimination in the president's budget. What we're seeing now, and you know, we are a nonpartisan organization, so I don't say this kind of stuff lightly. What we're seeing now is so fully irresponsible and reckless as an approach to protecting God's good earth as to be of grave, grave concern. And it's why it's so important for people to be in Washington, D.C. on the 29th of April, to become involved in their congregations. It's time to rise in support of God's creation.
And you know, Fletcher, I think it's important, we're just out of time, but I think it's important to stress the fact that this isn't just about the United States. We live in an interdependent world, and the truth is we have brothers and sisters all across the globe that are worried to death and some scared of what's going on in dealing with climate issues in the United States.
I'm so glad that you raised that point, because when people think about environmental concerns, what I'd like to encourage them to think about is small farmers who aren't able to grow a crop because there are extended droughts, which we know are part of climate change. I'd like to think of families in West Virginia and Appalachia who, because of water pollution that's due to fracking and mountaintop removal in their communities, don't have clean water to drink, and they can't bathe their own children in the water in their own homes. I'd like people to think about the children and the families in Newark, New Jersey, or in Harlem, where asthma rates are 4 and 5 times the rate of other less polluted communities. And where when you go to a hospital emergency room, the corridors are lined with children hooked up to breathing apparatus because they've had to miss school because of asthma attacks, because the air quality is so bad. Faith communities have an unbreakable commitment to caring for those who are vulnerable and for those who are in need. And to honor that commitment, we must stand for a clean and healthy environment. There is no other way.
The Reverend Fletcher Harper is Executive Director of Green Faith inspiring, educating, and mobilizing people of diverse religious backgrounds for environmental leadership. Fletcher is the author of the book Green Faith, Mobilizing God's People to Protect the Planet. Fletcher, thank you so much for taking time to be with us again today on State of Belief Radio.
It's a privilege to be with you. Many thanks, and God bless.